Okay, the LSB has a task course that was created for that, and for you to, and you can justify it however you wish, but I think it's improper for you to decide that you're going to pull out individuals from the task force and meet with them. And I think it is irresponsible for them, at best, as officers of the board, to engage in that kind of conduct. But I guess that's where we are.
You know, we're talking about bureaucracy versus efficiency, and then there is no, it's no Donald Trump things here. There are no, this, there are no, you know, the decision was going to be made by me anyway, then discussed with Linda, Aladia, the ED, whom I asked for advice, and she told, who gave me the go-ahead to make whatever decisions I deemed I felt was the best after we discussed certain things. So that was it. You know, it was, I was just being democratic and talking to other people about this thing, because this thing never go anywhere on the board anyways. You know, let's be honest with it. And so that's all I did. And I discussed these things, and this was not a committee. This was, you know, you could call me with a group of people and discuss certain things like that if you wanted to. Well, we have done that. So, you know, I don't want to be bound to talking to people on the board only when there's some committee created by the board to talk to them. Because we, it's been proven that we don't get anything done anyways.
Okay. Somebody has a foghorn going? What is that?
They're at the three-minute mark remaining for the GM report.
Oh, 3 minutes left. All right. Does anybody else have anything else to ask or say about General Manager's report?
I would just like to say something.
Who's this?
It's Carolyn McIntyre.
Oh, go ahead, yeah.
So I appreciate the concerns that are shared, and I also notice a pattern sometimes that happens in these meetings where Team Bertel will say something, and then there's an interruption and a pattern of policing and criticizing and demeaning, sneering or laughing and degrading. And I just want us all to see this as a pattern. It doesn't matter what we're talking about. It's a similar pattern that keeps happening of criticism, attack, blame, policing, demeaning, putting down. And it's really not helpful in the WBAI environment. And I think we all need to stand together to not do that. Sophia was chair of this committee. She stepped down. We announced the last board meeting. We are trying to recruit more board members.
Hold on a second. Somebody has... Jack, is that your thing going blah, blah, beep, beep, beep? There's a noise here.
I'm muted.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can... Okay, Carolyn, you still there? Carolyn?
Yeah,
Carolyn.
You hear me? Yeah.
All right, the beeping is on your line, I think, but okay, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, okay. Yeah, I'm trying to remember where I was. Anyway, it's sad to see that when some effort is made in a good direction that it's attacked even before something is even implemented, and this is something that's being implemented at other stations. Sophia was chair of the task force, and she decided to step down. She hasn't been replaced at the last board meeting. It was mentioned. It was brought up. I asked for people to join. I asked who people specifically I was hoping would join, Hazel Pinder and Dee Dee Halleck. And so, yeah, I mean, that's all I can say. But this pattern of attacking and looking, scanning for vulnerabilities in this hyper-vigilant kind of attack dog way and policing things and then beating people up, even before something's been implemented, reduces our ability to take risks, and it reduces everyone's ability to take risks or to be themselves. And from my understanding, anybody can meet with Berthold if they want to. They can talk with him about an idea. It's ultimately up to him. And, you know, I don't want to say anything more about
Serene
that.
For the
but
I'm up.
30 minutes.
This is such a pattern.
Serene for the stack on a point of personal
And I hear that the combativeness is going to continue, and I'm, you know, I'll just leave it at that.
All right. Time has been called. Somebody want to make a motion to extend the time?
Move to extend by 3 minutes.
Okay, motion is to extend the time for this item by 3 minutes. Is there any objection to that extension? Hearing no objection, we are extended for 3 minutes. I have it as 2014. Who wants to speak during this 3 minutes?
I had asked to be recognized.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I'm not going to do all the psychobabble thing because that's not my specialty. But I will say that there's nothing that I said that was an attack on anyone. In fact, I cautioned the general manager about what appeared to be an attack on a staff member. And I'm particularly sensitive about the language that is used about and to staff at BAI and anywhere else. There is a problem with a task force or a group that is created under the auspices of the LSB that is then somehow taken private, where the, quote, work continues with select members of the LSB. Of course the GM can talk to anyone he chooses. I have been guilty of actually speaking to the GM myself. So the issue is not about the conversation. The issue is about the auspices under which the meetings, the quote, meetings continue that exclude other people or include selected people or people who apparently were highlighted at the last LSB meeting as people who should be joining the committee or replacing the chair. I missed most of the LSB meeting and I'm probably the better for it. But there are many ways to, quote, attack people, and I think we just heard the professional, the degreed version of someone's attack. They are apparently not very familiar with how a board works or the importance of transparency and inclusion, and any criticism is then viewed as a, quote, attack. I think that's unfortunate. I mean, if you're serious about leadership and bringing people together, you should try not to personalize any criticism or question as an attack on you.
Well, thank you for that. is our time up? Mr. Timekeeper?
Michael White to the stack, then.
Mr. Timekeeper, is our time up? Talking to me. All right. I have 17, so I think we're up.
Okay.
All right, Timekeeper is not responding. I'm just gonna say that we have in fact gone over this, and unless somebody wants to get us another extension, we're gonna go to the next item. Okay. Okay. Next item is set next meeting date. Okay. Look at my notes here. All right, so. This is the 18th, and if we're going to do one, we get to decide if we want to do one in December or do we want to put stuff off until January. If we're going to do it in December and we're going to do it on a Wednesday, I think we have to do it on December 16th, which is kind of a special day for me. 60 years ago on that date, I watched a plane crash into Brooklyn. But anyway, Well, how do people feel? Do people think we should go for December 16th or pick a date in January? Any thoughts on this?
I vote for the 16th.
Say again?
December 16th. I think there's a lot happening that we need to be very watchful. What is it, the tipping point that the ICFO refers to it as? And I think we need to know what's happening in December.
Okay, does anybody else have anything to say on that? I'll make a motion here.
Paul?
Yes?
This is Noel.
Noel, yes.
I will not be able to make it on the 16th.
Okay, so you can't make...
I'll be in transit, so...
Can't make the 16th. What we'll do is, to settle this, I will make a motion. Is there anybody else who's not going to be able to make it on the 16th? Because it's not useful to call a meeting that doesn't meet quorum. Does anybody else have a problem with the 16th of December? Okay, I'm not hearing anybody else. Noel, if you want to, you can make an alternate motion, of course. I'm going to move that we meet next on December 16th at 7 p.m. by teleconference, okay? Is there any debate on this? Are there other people who can't make it? Are there any thoughts on this? Okay, hearing none, is there any objection to passing this motion to meet next on December 16th? Okay, hearing none, it's passed without objection, and I'll try not to regale you all those tales of plane crashes. Okay, done that. The next thing here is new business.
And Robert, there's a question.
Does anybody have any new business for the committee?
Bertold,
go ahead.
When is the deal with the audit? Is it all contingent upon NADA getting paid a certain amount of money?
Or Rogers?
The thing they've told us, I mean, they've gotten some payment. They did get payment recently. So, yeah, we do owe them, Pacifica does owe them a pile of money. But they've been saying that, you know, they're not going to drag feet or anything because that would be really irresponsible. So they're not doing that. The issue that they've been telling us is that getting information for the auditors from some of the stations has been very difficult. You know, I mean, really like pulling teeth, apparently. As reported previously, what is it, like a month or two ago, there were still 500 items that could not be gotten from stations. And we haven't gotten an update on how many items are still fugitive, but, you know, probably more of that. So we have that as the problem. I don't know anything about, like, the audit being contingent on NETA getting paid.
Okay, so can I do a follow-up on that question?
Yeah.
Out of those 500 items, it should be zero from BAI. Because whatever they asked me, I produced. I had one item, a receipt that I couldn't get because he went to andrea@wbi.org, and I didn't have login and password for that receipt. Once I got my webmaster to look into that, I was able to give them that receipt. So I've given them 100% of everything they have asked me. I'd just like to know specifically how many items they have outstanding from each station. Because his general statements by George do not give me too much confidence. I don't understand exactly what he's saying. For KPWBI at least and PFW, which are managed by Tamara Sudersky, there should be zero item outstanding. At least for BI, I would give them a few things that they ask us, like they asked me for like 30 items. I give it to them like the next day, like in less than 24 hours, except for that one item. I give them like a week or 2 weeks later. That was like months ago. So I am a little, frankly, annoyed at these general statements of, we have these things outstanding. I want to know what they are. We really should ask them what they are. Ask George what exactly he's talking about from each station. Because there used to be an updated spreadsheet that kept track of what is outstanding and what is not outstanding. I've not seen that spreadsheet since the first time it was put out, updated.
I mean, for the stack.
Yeah, I can.
James,
I can tell you that I have in fact requested a list of what's outstanding, what stations are dragging their feet, basically, and so. We should be getting that. I haven't gotten it yet, but we should be getting it. And that will tell us what the NETA thinks, who's not giving them the information. Kind of typically it has been, not BAI, because BAI is in their mass 500. So they have a lot of our stuff that they already have, and if the auditors ask a question, NETA can give it to them. Auditors don't even ask BAI. They just get the information because NETA has it in their Mass 500 software. So nobody was singled out or anything, but I believe it is not going to be East Coast stations that are doing a fat foot dragging. At least that's my impression. Okay? Anything else for new business?
I'd ask for the stack.
Okay, Serene Roberts.
So at some meeting a few months ago, we had agreed that you would send this committee the NFC's chair announcements. And I have not seen them, but I mean, I've also not been able to listen to full NFC meetings for a little while. So is it that those announcements are no longer being made, or that you've just not been able to forward them for some reason to the committee?
All right. Your memory is defective.
Yeah, I'm back on the line, Paul. The time was up before. I'm sorry I disappeared.
Good. We're in new business now. We started at 2021 with new business, but hey, it keeps going. We did not agree that I would be breaking that out and sending it in. In fact, I specifically said I wouldn't. Anybody who wants to see that can look at the public minutes of the NFC meetings, where you'll find the chair's announcements. So it's there. You can go look at it. It's up on kpftx.org, and you can look there. Anything else for new business, folks? There's none. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Well, I have a question. If anybody has
Bertold,
any idea.
What do you want? Yes.
I'm sorry. Yeah, anybody has any idea for holidays outreach, in the midst of this fascist attempted coup in the U.S.? BIH in Pacifica should be making a lot of money. Anyone have any ideas and concepts to do between now and December 31st besides on-air fundraising?
Oh, I do have a quick question for the GM, if I might.
Well, let's see if anybody has any follow-up for this. General Manager's asking if anybody has any ideas to do things not on the air between now and the 31st of December based on the amazing historical attempt to steal the election. Okay, Bertold, I think there's I don't hear anything. So
if you have ideas, you can send it, email it me.
All right. Okay. If you have ideas, send it to Bertold.
This is Matt.
Right.
Matt, we have some interesting premiums about Trump, The Dangerous Case of Donald Trump. That's an audio book. And then another audio book, 12 Psychiatrists Evaluate Donald Trump. I mean, that is relevant, I think, to his attempts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to the book. It's some interesting commentaries about his personality.
Okay. All right.
That's a good one.
Okay, hold on. I've just muted somebody. Don't freak out that you just got muted. I don't know who I muted. Okay, and I think the noise has stopped. Okay. All right. So I guess that's it for any suggestions for Bertold, but you can bring them up if you think of them to Bertold. Anybody else have anything else for new business?
Yes, I said I had a question for the GM.
Go ahead.
So how much are we paying per month for a constant contact, Bertold?
Constant contact is about $330.
For 45,000 people?
And about 50,000 people, close to 50,000. It went up. It used to be a lot less. And as our listenership went up, our list went up and it stayed up. You know, it climbed, like it's doubled or tripled. And so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, first of all, that was 345 a month for 50,000 people?
I can just look quickly. It's 331.
So it's 231 a month.
No, 331.
Three.
331 a month for 50,000 people.
Yes, and then it goes up as it goes up as the numbers go up. It goes up all by itself, automatic.
Can I also ask a question, Arpo?
Yes. Okay, Jack DePaulo, go ahead.
Bertold, the election emails that Pacifica holds, the list of all the emails of all the membership, and I'm hearing these other membership organization software. Is that what that stuff is? What was it called? We were talking about it before that we're changing.
Allegiance.
Yes. Is it that Pacifica, the network doesn't have? I mean, if John Verniel advises us to go to this, and this is the one that we're going to be using, and it's going to become network wide, it should facilitate keeping track of the whole membership. Don't they already have something that handles the voting membership or the email lists?
No, they don't. Shocking. We have an election supervisor who goes through a whole lot of process to manipulate. Manipulate means, you know, to work with the data, to collect, to clean it up, to remove duplicates and put it in the system. That doesn't work. You know, the system should be always cleaned. There should be no duplicates. Like, you know, I could have like 20 Serene Roberts in my system. And then they would show up as 20 different people. You know, that system is going to sanitize that. Every time Serene calls for a pledge, it will look it up, and then it will, you know, intelligently decide that that person is already in the system. See, the way
my sense is that information, especially of a membership organization, is like the powerful knowledge that we have. We don't want to be data mined, but in the same token, we're not even optimizing our own benefit for many membership around the country.
It's not
an observation.
It's not. It's being. We have no good control of it. By the way, the constant contact payment, he's gone up. It's gone up to $415, so it does go up.
You said that constant contact is actually $416 a month?
$415.
$415 a month.
Yes.
For so that replaces the $331 a month.
Yeah.
For $50,000.
Yeah. I believe we like in 2016 it was like $143, so it's been going up. In 2016.
Okay.
Yeah.
And these extra numbers of people that are coming in, it's productive and good. It isn't like we're just piling in loads and loads of people that they never clean the list or anything.
The list
ages out at some point, right?
Yeah. You know, these are legitimate email. You know, we get email that we get a report of email that are discontinued or no good, things like that, so that we can follow up on them. You know, we get very little disenrollment because we don't bother seeing enough. Yeah. So you know, for example, when I sent the last email newsletter to constant contact, and then I put the pedantic idea that basically what happened is since I was annoyed at the fact that people were trying to figure out if you should vote for Biden or Trump or boycott the election, or black men should not vote for this and that. You know, off the record, being from a country where you had a dictatorship, I thought it was a stupid idea to even consider not voting for Biden. But as a general manager, I could not do that. So I put the question on the constant contact newsletter. And within like an hour, I received like 30 email backs. Some people were outraged and said, are you kidding? Why are you even bringing this up? Of course, everybody should vote for Biden to get rid of this dictator. And so what I did is I took those answers. I sent them to Caribbean Voices on a Saturday. And it was a pretty good show where people discussed that idea about boycotting the election or voting for Biden or Trump. And so, I mean, we could use that list, you know, for people actually pay attention to these emails. We are still getting emails here and there, people are challenging even the idea of even considering whether or not it makes sense to vote for Trump, Biden, or no one. So that was kind of interesting. So, you know, it seems like people could be responsive to that list. You know, send emails sometimes saying thank you for the programming, or I didn't receive my premium, all kinds of stuff. I get to that list, but it's not really being used properly.
So for something like that, where you get some feedback and send it to a producer where it can end up on the air and people can talk about it, that requires basically you to be seeing it, noticing it, and sending it in. There's no way to automatically do any of that or draw attention to things, and there's nobody else who can do it, right?
Well, in the way it is now, there's not much, you know, tracking of data and information and stuff like that. But Allegiance also integrates with Constant Contact, and they can run campaigns through it. So those newsletters I'll be sending would be to Allegiance, to Constant Contact, so we'll be able to track stuff and do things and stuff like that. Yeah.
All right.
I would like to mention something, but I guess I'll get in trouble if I mention that. This was a project that I did before, in which I'd spent too much money, but that was basically the same idea of mining the membership and the listenership. It was just that we didn't have a system that could do it, and then it was like too much money spent. But, you know, Allegiance is going to be able to do the same thing with no money spent, you know, and then run those, you know, those campaigns.
Well, I think the committee gave the opinion back when that was happening that that company was totally incapable of doing anything like that. Anyway, all right, that's under the water, that's under the bridge. Okay, is there anything else? Anything else for new business?
Next meeting.
All right,
we've done that.
Move to adjourn.
Okay, the motion to adjourn. Is there any objection to the motion to adjourn? Okay, hearing no objection, it's passed without objection, and we are adjourned. Thank you all.